The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. The Devil's Playground. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Museum and a shooting gallery. Is it always so crowded here, Larry?
Sure, well, all season. People come down here to go swimming on the beach. They wander around evenings, taking in all the excitement. They don't tell me you've never been here before.
This time, caught my eye. I was meant to, but after leaving the newspaper, well, you know how it is.
Even those newspaper hounds get a day off once in a while.
And anyhow, Mr. Reed suggested I come out here with you, so here we are.
Yes, with orders to see how all these phenomenal concessions are going.
Why did Mr. Reed want me to go? I'm a secretary, not a reporter.
So we look like the rest of them.
Because I'm his bodyguard, this way. And then put the board beyond that. They've been told to sit here and keep people out where your case has been gone.
Well, you can stop then. I'm back.
Here, though. I'm still on duty.
Yes?
Miss Case, Mr. Reed. Sally and I are back again.
I've been expecting you. Come in, both of you.
Hey, hold on there, Jerax. Mr. Reed doesn't want you.
Sally, I can't understand this, Reed, since I get back.
Oh, Lally, close the door. Well, Miss Case, I hear you and Lowry ran into a lot of excitement last night.
Yes, we did, Mr. Reed. We've been out all this morning talking to people about it.
Maybe she'd rather be a reporter than a secretary, boss.
She'd do all right, too.
You got anything that the Sutler can use?
Boss, we got plenty.
You know about the accident last night?
Well, yes, we already had that story in. What I want now is the facts on who's responsible for it.
End of ad, Mr. Reed. We got enough to call out the militia and have that roller coaster padlocked.
It isn't safe, Mr. Reed.
Sure of that? The statement made by the owner after the accident blamed it on a stick that had been lying across the rail.
And that's what he said, boss. By the time we got past the cops and took a look, well, they might have fixed things up.
What about the safety inspector?
That's just it, Mr. Reed. He gave him a clean bill of health on it.
And why are you so sure it wasn't merely an unfortunate accident?
Here's why, boss. These little statements.
Where were they from? Some of the injured passengers?
No, Mr. Reed. The passengers only knew there was an accident. They didn't know how it happened.
Well, I don't
These statements are from guys who count, boss.
Yeah, but I still
The guys who built that roller coaster, the contractors. And here's one from one of the roller coaster employees. He worked right there. He knew what went on.
We got them this morning.
And every one of them sang.
Oh, good work. We'll be able to close down that rickety trap immediately. Hello, get me Gunnigan.
Shall I do the rewrite on this, boss?
Yeah, at once. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Take this other phone and call the composing and tell him to hold the front page. Gunnigan, for just a moment.
You're
making Wally. Yes, that accurate in here. Gunnigan, we're starting a campaign against ramshackle amusement concession.
Composing. Hold the front page for us.
Now, that's right. We're going after them hammer and thorns.
Here I am, Rick. What's going on?
We have enough for a series, Gunnigan. Now, plenty of proof. No, we won't use names yet. No sense in using all our ammunition at once.
Ammunition, is it? Who shot who?
Oh, I expect hush out.
Certainly name the roller coaster. The Devil's Dipper. It's unsafe. Hammer on it. The celebrators will have more later. Miss Case, put these statements in an envelope.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
What can I do, Rich?
Axford, you're going to do some bodyguarding.
Sorry, me. You, Reed?
No, those papers Miss Case has. You're going to see that nothing happens to them.
Oh, no, Reed. That ain't off. It's kind of a job for an E-man like me. I want something important.
Well, these papers are plenty important. They're going to make certain that innocent people aren't the victims of another accident like the one that happened last night. What about that accident? You told me there was a reporter from the Sentinel at the Devil's Dipper when it crashed.
Sure, with a dame, but they didn't get in.
I swear it, Durkin. How?
Oh, no, Durkin. Let's look at the facts calmly.
Calm, huh? You're in as deep as I am, Buckley. You're the inspector who okayed my permit on that roller coaster.
Yeah, that's very true.
And you got plenty for it. A lot of good it's doing us now.
This doesn't answer my question. How did the Sentinel get enough information to be so positive?
If you read past the headlines, you'd know,
huh?
He ain't had a chance.
I have. The Sentinel got that information from the contractor and men who built the roller coaster.
What?
They have statements from them. Furthermore, they have a statement from one of your own employees, Durkin.
Do they say that?
Oh, not in so many words. This story in the Sentinel is just the beginning, Durkin. It intimates that unless I, as inspector, tore down the Devil's Dipper, they have proof and they intend to publish it.
So that's why all those reporters outside are running the trail. They think the Sentinel's got an exclusive.
The Devil's Dipper will not close. That's what I paid you for, but
relax, please, Durkin.
I have this whole situation well figured out.
Yeah?
You better have.
It's very simple. A few threats will take care of these witnesses the Sentinel talks about.
Sure, but they got statements, signed statements.
And that's where you come in, Scanlon.
Yeah? I'll get to the point, Buckley.
If I remember, Scanlon once did a stretch for a safecracking.
What about it?
Simply that I know where those statements are kept. They're being guarded by a man named Axford. He's not very smart.
Oh. Well, I get it. I swipe them statements before the Sentinel can use them, huh?
Precisely. As for those reporters out there, Durkin, come along. We'll see them together.
What are we going to tell them?
Leave that to me.
There they are.
What about that Sentinel yard?
Yeah,
about?
There's Buckley, the inspector. Are you closing them down?
The Sentinel newspaper has not only blackened the reputation of Mr. Durkin, but its report has caused him to lose a lot of trade.
He'll lose more than that.
Who are you?
I'm Lowry.
The Sentinel's a paper I work for.
Is Durkin closing up or isn't he?
No, he is not.
What's more, as inspector, I can vouch for him. That accident was caused by a stick thrown across the rail by some passerby. Purely unintentional.
There'll be a better story than that in the Sentinel tomorrow.
Young man, you can tell your employer this. Both Mr. Durkin and I have been libeled. We intend to sue.
That's a laugh.
Well, we have proof.
Then you had better use it.
We're suing the Sentinel immediately unless it publishes the retraction.
Oh, it's unless, is it?
I don't like your tone. Gentlemen, you can notify the editors of your various papers that we are suing the Daily Sentinel. Today, we'll demand $1 million damage. And gentlemen, you may print this, too. Mr. Durkin and I are going to collect it.
Late that evening, Scanlon and an accomplice took up their post near Dick Reed's home in the entrance to a dark alley. There they waited until they saw the bulky figure of Mike Axford approaching.
There he comes, Mike. See him crossing the street?
You mean that big guy, Scanlon?
Hey, he ain't gonna be no pushover.
We'll handle him.
Cluffy sure was right about that guy being a little bit on the dumb side. All that kid was send him a telegram to bring them statements to his boss's place, and he falls for it.
And what's that way?
He's turned in, bro. That's them, all right. Couldn't be nothing else. Stay here in the shadows. When I talk to him, you know what to do.
It's all set.
Why, big brother, you got a match?
Huh? Darling, it's a funny way to help out in the dark. And besides, I'm in too much of a hurry to...
Oh,
why, you're dirty!
Again, Mom. This is like the cop. I got the envelope. Run for it.
Threatened.
I understand.
Bailey Sentinel's been sued for libel. No defense.
Later, it's up to us to make sure this crookedness is settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Lowry told me about one of those witnesses, and a man named Thomas. He's a lieutenant at the Devil's Dipper. His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time each night.
Will you talk?
If we get one to repeat his statement, the others will follow. Get the mask and gun, Cato. We'll take the Black Beauty. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
We'll split plenty from that libel suit.
Okay, Scanlon. All fixed. Except I gotta make my tour of inspection.
Don't bother us with details, Thomas. Go ahead and do your inspecting.
Yeah, make it snappy, Thomas. Me and Durkin will be waiting over in the shack next to the entrance. Thomas.
Yeah?
Just a word of warning. Remember what we told you about any squealing.
We took care of that statement you signed for the Sutton reporter. We got him back, all of them, yours included. When that libel suit comes up, you keep your lip buttoned about the accident, you understand?
I ain't gonna talk.
You better not. You know what'll happen if you do.
I told you once I wouldn't talk no more. I ain't got enough.
Hey, look over there.
What?
One of the roller coaster cars is starting up the slope.
Huh?
Well, get after it, Thomas. You must have caught on the cable.
It's empty. How could it catch?
Check that, Sarge. Go over and get it and snap it up.
Can't figure it. Guess the cable control must have slipped and pulled the empty car up the grade. This whole Devil's Dipper ought to be junked and jammed. Rotten equipment all over. Where's that cable lever? There. Shut off. Guess I'll leave that car there till morning. No use.
You'll be with it, Thomas.
Huh? Who's that? Don't you know this place, Clark?
I'm a special visitor, Thomas.
Hey! You're masked! You're the Green Hornet!
Right.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Me? For what?
You gave a statement to the papers about the accident.
I ain't got it now.
You might repeat it, Thomas.
Not me. I'm doing like Durkin and Scanlon told me to. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Perhaps they don't believe that.
Huh?
Perhaps Durkin and Scanlon are still afraid you'll try.
Yes, and Hornet.
As long as you're alive, you're a danger.
Durkin and Scanlon won't do nothing like that.
How do you know they don't plan to put you out of the way?
They said they'd pay me plenty for keeping quiet.
And you trust them, huh?
I got it.
Suppose I tell you there's no intention of paying.
Well, you just...
Suppose they want all that money from the libel suit for themselves.
They're the kind of guys to do a stunt like that, all right, but... Look here, Hornet. What's your stake in this?
Sign this, and I'll tell you.
What's that?
Look at it.
Okay. Easy with the gun. I'll look. Hey, this is about the accident.
It's a duplicate of the statement you signed.
Yeah, I thought they burned it.
Not before I got a copy. Sign it.
What?
You think you can trust Durkin and Scanlon?
What's that got to do with signing this?
When they know the Green Hornet has your signed statement, what'll happen then?
You mean they won't take a chance on doing nothing to me?
Exactly. You're safe as long as someone has your statement.
Yes, but...
Besides, they pay plenty to get it back from the Green Hornet.
Hey, I never figured that. You're right. You're a smart guy.
Sign it.
Sure, pal. You and me, huh? We'll blackmail him for a load of dough. Yeah. That'll keep some guys to threaten me.
Here's a pen.
Okay. You're on the level, Hornet. You'll split with me.
Whatever I get from Durkin and Scanlon, you'll get your share.
That's enough for me. There you are.
We thought you couldn't be trusted, Thomas.
Huh?
So you would double-cross us.
What? So that's it. You were testing me. You're in with Scanlon and Durkin.
You were warned to keep your mouth shut.
Tear up that statement. I won't talk. I swear.
It's too late.
Don't do it, Hornet. Don't. I can't. Not... I can't breathe. Dying with... Isn't
it? Every statement, but it's not enough. We'd say it was signed under threat of force. But now he believes Durkin and Scanlon tried to finish him.
Yes, sir.
We're making sure he doesn't change his mind.
Yeah, take each feet.
Yes, sir. I have him.
Get his arm. When he recovers from the effects of the gas, he'll be high up on the Devil's Dipper in that roller coaster car that stalled up above.
What for?
After we leave him there, I'm going to phone the police. Then we'll take care of Durkin and Scanlon.
Reed and Cato carried the unconscious form up the narrow catwalk high above the ground. They deposited Thomas's limp body in the stalled car. Leaving Cato on guard, Rick Reed descended and went to the nearest phone, first removing his Green Hornet mask.
Police department? I'm calling from the amusement park. There's something wrong at the Devil's Dipper. Yes, that's right, the Devil's Dipper. Better get over in a hurry.
A
was thinking, Durkin. What's happened to Thomas? He's been gone a long time.
Hey, he has the thought. Maybe that car gave him a little more trouble than he figured.
Yeah, maybe so. Still, I don't trust that guy.
No, he's not going to talk. He knows what'll happen.
Why take chances? No sense in letting him out of our sight this late in the game.
We already burned that statement he gave to the Sentinel.
We can make another one, can't he? Come on.
Perhaps you're right.
We'll soon see if he's around or not.
Huh? There's the car.
Yeah, it's still up there. Stalled halfway up to the top of the first drive.
That's funny.
Look, Duncan. There's someone up there. Is he standing up in the car?
Outlined against the sky. It
must be gone. Another one. Right beside him. See, a little guy. It looks like he's holding a gun on top.
You're seeing things, Gallon. It's too dark to tell for sure.
We're going
to
make sure. Here's a truss going up. We'll climb up the catwalk.
Yes, hurry. Single file. That way, too slow.
Who's that?
Get in this car.
Pass
the green corner. Get on this roller coaster.
Stop. Oh, you'll get a shot again.
Okay, we're going. That's better. I'll go with you. The cable will cover us up.
Now listen, Ryan, what's the idea? We ain't done nothing to you. The roller coaster over here, it's moving too.
Of course it is. The same cable lifts this one to the top of the first ride. Works that one as well. See, it's going over the top now.
Hey, Wingard, got out. He's standing at the top.
Hey, Thomas. Thomas is still in that roller coaster. He's getting a free ride along the whole length of your devil's dipper.
Hey, what are you doing?
There you are.
You're jamming the brakes. We won't be able to stop.
Exactly. Once we reach the top of this first incline, this car will follow Thomas's. His brakes will jam too.
You can't do that.
What's the idea? Just making sure any of the unit Thomas will be able to get out before you reach the end of the devil's dipper.
What are you doing, playing games?
Yes, if you must know. Huh? Exactly that, Duncan. You and Scanlon have been playing a game with the public long enough, you and your infernal devil's dipper. Now I'm taking a hand at it. Here's the top, and here's where I get off. I'm going to shoot Thomas Begitus. If you want to catch Thomas, you better hurry. He's halfway down already. So here's a little shelf. Now get on your way. Look at them, Cato. They're already over the first dip and going faster all the time. You fixed the brakes on Thomas's car, I told you?
Yep.
Good. Either one of them will stop until they reach the end. Thomas is certain that Scanlon and Durkin have it in for him.
He takes the same bad mistake.
Seeing him come after him will make him even more afraid. You see them? They're going around that curve now with Durkin and Scanlon about 50 yards behind.
Should we go now?
Yes, it's high time we were on our way, Cato.
Oh, but not that way.
We walked straight into the police.
How then?
Down the beam. By the time the police get things straightened out, the Green Hornet will be miles away. Here's the devil's dipper. I don't see nothing wrong.
This is utterly ridiculous, getting me down to a deserted roller coaster this time of night.
Listen, Bucky,
didn't a call come into the police saying something was wrong here? And aren't you the safety inspector for the amusement park?
Well,
then this is where you ought to be. Sergeant, there's nothing wrong here.
Looks like a false alarm right now.
Oh, yeah? Look at that.
I don't see nothing.
Where, Larry? Up on the roller coaster. Two cars coming around that last curve.
Hey, you're right. There'll be this platform any minute.
This is Calvin. Who'll be riding at the show?
Open the first, baby. What's that?
You, Thomas, what goes on?
Who's out there?
Duncan and Cannon. Somebody out of this car.
Hold it. Put that sticking out of your pocket.
Playing cuts on some
this paper.
Hand that over, Lowry. We're running this, not you.
Well, wait a minute. Let me read it.
This fuss is ridiculous.
Yeah? You know what this statement is?
I have an owner care.
This is a signed statement about the accident.
Impossible. Those statements were...
Huh? That is, I mean...
Go on, say it. They were swiped from the Daily Sentinel. That's what you were going to say.
That's right, Buckley. Nobody knew about those statements. How did you?
Hey, Dave McGurkin and Cannon. That's our penny. Nobody's put me on the spot. I haven't time for this.
Boss, I'm leaving.
You're staying here, Buckley.
Here comes your pal. We'll take them in, too.
Up on the platform. Make a snap.
The cops.
What's the idea?
Move. You're almost up, sir, and you and your pals. We have promised a signed statement right here.
What statement?
Come on, I signed. You ain't putting me on the spot.
He's crazy. It was the Green Hornet.
Sure, the Green Hornet's working with you.
The Hornet?
Is he in on this?
That's what I'm telling you. These guys sent him to get me. Only he slipped up. I'm screwing the whole work.
Why?
No, not stuff, you.
Listen, officer. I have nothing to do with it. I'll tell you the whole story.
He's as guilty as we are.
We have the goods in all of you. You're going behind bars. If I could lay my hands on a Green Hornet, he'd be there with you.
You can't have everything, Sarge.
Sure, he got away. But the roller coaster is finished, and so is that liable suit.
Boy, I'll bet the boss will be tickled when he finds this out.